This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Lee, I've been predicting South Carolina will turn into a virtual sanctuary state. It's already happening. Why? Because we have so much construction going on here, so many entry-level jobs here. And since there's been an actual crackdown in Florida on illegal immigration, they're going to flee here. And when it gets to the point where you can no longer drive legally in Florida, which you can if you're an illegal immigrant, and you can't get in a car and drive illegally, because instead of just letting you drive off like they had to in the past, now that Trump's president, you get in a car, you go on a midnight ice cream run, you could end up in Guatemala permanently. Why? Because the Democrats had sued for years arguing that local police, state highway patrol, troopers, all these folks don't have jurisdiction to pull and deport people, so they have to let them go. And they were letting them go. And this drives people crazy. How are illegals allowed to drive and they get caught for speeding? They're let go. Well, because of Democrats, right? Pretty much like every other evil on earth, because of Democrats. So what Trump has done is put out a call for Republican governors. And I've talked about this for a while lately. He's put out a call for Republican governors to deputize everybody as a federal agent. Trump just deputizes them all, sends them out. Well, it's becoming very hard to operate in Florida. Almost impossible. And I've been telling you, we're going to see an uptick in violent illegals, drunk driving illegals, every kind of illegal here, because we will now begin to function virtually as a sanctuary state. We're in the region, we have employment, and we have a governor who doesn't give a damn. So no matter how many of us call him, over 500, email him and beg him to please take Trump up on his request, as Ron DeSantis did a wonderful job. By the way, in Florida, there are almost no law enforcement officers left who aren't double deputized. This is not a hard thing to do. DeSantis started in February and got it done within a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Which explains, Lee, the latest story here from South Carolina. What do you do when you want to bring your 12-year-old girlfriend somewhere law enforcement will leave you alone so you can have sex with her? You come to South Carolina. Did you hear about this guy?
Yeah, we reported this earlier.
Yeah. This is a person who deserves to be pulled out of his car and just beaten on the side of the road, I swear. Anyway. Man, authorities say, was warned by Immigration Customs Enforcement, arrested in Union County on a child sex charge. He claimed he did not know she was 12 when he removed her from Florida, where it's hard to operate, and brought her up here, because of course he did. Of course, he then later admitted he kind of did know she was 12. Then he said they hadn't had sex, but then he admitted they kind of had. And that Jose Miguel Lagos brought the girl to Florida from Union after the two met on an app so they could live together, something he apparently did not think they could do in Florida. You're going to see more of this. He says he thought the girl was 16, but then admitted he kind of knew she was 12. I don't know what it's like where he comes from, but I do know this, Lee. He was wanted by ICE, and now he's going back there. But here's the thing. He was charged as a fugitive for justice, so we had to use the law enforcement effort to hunt him down. The warrant said he was wanted in Plant City, Florida for interference with custody, among other things. So the good news is they caught him. He was with the girl. And again, now he's going wherever home is for him after he presumably serves his sentence. But they had to do a manhunt for the guy. Yeah. Why? Make it hard to operate here. Make them move on to a blue state. Concentrate them so that Tom Homan can more easily pick them up. This is critical, and we are losing time. Every day, our governor trifles around and plays silly games. Pretends he does not know that hundreds of you, by my count, over 500 people have requested. They've texted gov to our text line, 800-905-0989. We will send you a link that gives you the contact info. You can either call or email. If you're going to call this morning, wait till after 9:30 when they start picking up the phones. Be very nice and tell them this is not going to work out. Lee, and this comes on the heels of that poor woman about a week and a half ago, just point blank executed by an illegal immigrant gang. I think it was an initiation. They had a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 21-year-old. They said they went out looking for somebody to kill. She was the first one they saw. Bam, shot her, robbed her. But they didn't even give her a chance to not comply. They just saw her sitting there, shot her dead. Illegal immigrants walking around. So Henry McMaster can make it hard for people like that to operate. And, you know, when you do that, what Florida's doing, you're going to start. I know it's going to take more time to take each one of them that you pick up, you know, say driving to the ICE center. But I'm telling you, it's going to cut crime dramatically because those people who have something to fear are going to move on. Mm-hmm. And over time, I think you're going to just see burglaries go down. You're going to see drug crimes go down. You're going to see fentanyl deaths go down. You're going to see all of it go down. It's just too hard to operate here. So text the governor. Email the governor. Call the governor. He knows. He knows we're doing this. Because, governor, you're not going to have any other kind of legacy. I mean, you haven't done anything. Except try to shove a health and human services dictator on us that we didn't want. A COVID masker. We don't want him. Shot fan. Don't want him. You've spent most of your political capital on that and done nothing else. This is a great way to have a legacy and a legacy of safety and very real legacy, Lee, so lives are saved in this state. We don't have to have things like that poor USC student whose parents had to bury him because he was killed by an illegal immigrant drunk driver. I mean, it's just week after week after. And I said, this, you're going to hear more and more and more of these in South Carolina because they're all going to move here because we're a de facto sanctuary state. But Henry McMaster could change that. He could begin the work of changing that. And I'd love to see him do that. I'd love to see Alan Wilson do it, too.
Well, the Trump administration's done its job on the southern border. So now it's time for the states to follow through as well.
Absolutely. And by the way, they're not happy. News reports, Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff, yelled at immigration officials in a meeting last week because he says they need to be deporting 3,000 a day. Instead, they are deporting an average of 600 a day. That's just not going to cut it when Trump posts on Truth Social a couple days ago that Biden let in 21 million. We're not getting there. We need these governors to step up. The other really frustrating thing is that in the big, beautiful bill, there's money, there's funding, $37 billion for the border wall so we could finish it. That'll help a lot. They'll need less agents on the border. But also funding Lee for 100,000 beds and 10,000 agents.
Well, one of the reasons I want the wall to be completed is so that Democrats, if they win, they get in power again, will have to spend money to take it down. So
I know.
You know, it's one thing to open the gates, it's another to take it down. So
I think this time, what's frustrating, you're right. Americans are going to have to pay twice for sections of that wall because Joe Biden made sure to sell it off for pennies on the dollars.
We had the parts sitting there we paid for. They let them rust in the desert, and then they, as you said, auctioning them off pennies on the dollar. And so now we're having to bring more material in to finish. But yeah, I mean, this is.
And then when Texas, remember, wanted to buy the panels so they could put them up, they wouldn't let them have them.
And the feds were trying to stop them from doing it. Yeah.
Right. And then when they put up other blockages in their way, the feds would go out there with caterpillars and lift it up so the illegals could get through. But the Democrats pretend it was an accident.
Yeah.
Like it was just, illegals just got here. We don't know how.
Accidentally hired contractors to take down a border wall. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But the good news is I think the Trump people know they need to go fast this time and sink those ballers as deep in the ground as they can, make them hard to get rid of. The good news is that the Biden people, with that big, heavy bollard wall, they never got around to, ripping that down. So if we can get them sunk in the ground, we've got a shot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because here's the weird thing. Do you have a weird feeling listening to, maybe you've seen some of the interview, Kash Patel, FBI Director Dan Bongino? Epstein? Nah, he totally killed himself. Yeah, no worries. Oh, that Epstein report? Yeah, that we promised we'd have for you. That one? Yeah. No, we'll get it to you. No, we're not going to rush, though. We're going to take our time. You can trust us.
The other thing on the internet is the Epstein files. What's the answer to that?
The answer to that is the same as everything else. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it. So on the Epstein matter or any other matters, we are diligently working on that. And it takes time to go through years of investigations, years of political maneuvering, and years of cover-up to get the American people what they deserve. And that's what I'm going to give them on everything.
Yeah.
Brett Baer doesn't sound convinced. Look, folks, the only reason people expect the Epstein files, which really is they want the Johns, they want the pedophiles, is because the Trump administration set up the expectation they would do it, promoted the heck out of it, and then gaslit us. Had all those influencers come to the White House and very publicly handed them the folders. It was just a bunch of stuff that had already been published. Not exactly confidence inspiring, especially not when Kash Patel says, yeah, you know, we're going to take our time. But, you know, maybe there's more there than we know, and it takes time. But the problem is, folks, and look, this is just a personal assessment. You tell me. You know who sounds like he doesn't believe Kash Patel? Trump. Trump sounds like he doesn't believe Kash Patel. Remember, Congress requested 30,000 pages to be turned over on the Crooks assassination and the Ryan Ruth assassination. Crooks is dead. There's no reason we shouldn't have the whole file. Right now, open. Know everything about it, but we don't. Neither does Congress. And the FBI took the unusual step before the Butler rally of helping to coordinate themselves, but they've never turned over the paperwork from that. It makes people super suspicious. And Trump sure sounds like he's among them. Here's Brett Baer asking Trump about that. Do you buy what your FBI is telling you about your own assassination? Take a listen. Does it sound like Trump buys it? Remember, and this is in response to that interview with Fox News like 2 weeks ago when Bongino and Patel got uppity. Got snippy and insisted there's no there. This is just a perfectly normal, natural assassination. No foreign connections, no Democrat connections, no deep state connections, nothing to see here. Does Trump buy that? From his own FBI director and deputy director? You tell me.
On assassination attempts, I did ask the president on the Middle East trip about this. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I think Pam is incredible. I think Cash is incredible. I'm relying on my people to tell me what it is. You know, we have deep-seated craziness in this country. And I'm relying on my people. And so far, and they're good, but so far and in this case it's Secret Service, they tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Oh, good. I thought I was the only one. Yeah, I don't believe them. Now look, Patel and Bongino may be honest actors. In fact, I suspect they are. What I think is actually going on here is they don't have the power to actually get these answers yet out of the FBI. They haven't fully taken control of it. Something I said would be very difficult, if not impossible. Well, that clip that I just played for you was played for Kash Patel by Brett Baer. Kind of asks, what's up? The boss doesn't seem to have, you know, the utmost confidence. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel's answer.
You know, it sounds like he wants more about at least the Butler guy that we don't know a lot about. Will we know a lot more about him? Is there more to know?
I don't know that there's more to know, but you're going to know everything we know. And that's the other thing we did. We take assassination attempts, especially of the president of the United States, extremely seriously. And we don't feel that the American people have been given the information they need on that. And we're digging through the files and we're getting them a more robust picture of what happened and whether or not there were any connections.
I get all that. And I also understand investigations underway and there's potential prosecutions for people who are living, but he's dead. Mm-hmm. And we knew a lot more about a lot of different people than we know about that guy. And you know, there's people that circulate all kinds of stuff, that it was an inside job or there was foreign influence or whatever. Can we say that it's not that?
And that's a great example of people looking for things where things don't exist. In that specific case, since that individual is dead, we are able to say a lot more, unlike the Merchant case in New York, which is ongoing, and whether or not there are any connections. We have definitively given that information over.
Director Patel, stand by if you would.
He says, hang on. Wait, no, you haven't. You haven't given it over. That's the problem. Listen closely to this beginning part again, though.
You know, it sounds like he wants more about at least the Butler guy that we don't know a lot about. Will we know a lot more about him? Is there more to know?
I don't know that there's more to know, but you're going to know everything we know. And that's the other thing we did. We take assassination attempts, especially of the president of the United States, extremely seriously.
I don't know that there's more to know. I don't think they can get all this. And I think they don't want to admit it. I think they don't want to admit that they can't take control of this agency. I was never sure they could. I'd say coin toss. Whether they can physically take control. And in the last Trump term, we never managed to take control of the DOJ. We didn't, no matter who we sent in there. And I don't think they have control now. I think we haven't seen a lot of this stuff because they can't get it. They moved into the building. They put up the pictures of their family or girlfriend or whatever. They operate an actual office in the building. They can get into the building, but they can't make anyone do anything. Not really. Texter writes, Tara, I've heard the FBI on numerous shows. I think he means Patel and Bongino. No one asks details. They need to prove their opinion. You know what Brett Baer didn't ask, but it would have been my first question? I don't give a damn about cocaine baggies. I don't care who leaked the abortion decision from the Supreme Court. I do care about the J6 bomber. That one I want to know. Are there any prosecutions coming? That's what I'd ask. That'd be my question. Here's my other question. You know who needs to go to prison? Elvis Chan. Elvis Chan needs to go to prison. You know why? Steve Bannon went to prison. So did Peter Ferrar. What did they do? They refused to testify before Congress when sent a subpoena. You know how many subpoenas the FBI's chief censor, Elvis Chan, was sent? Two. Where's his prosecution? By the way, at one point, the FBI sent him out of the country to keep Congress from getting their hands on him, like physically going and confiscating him. Why would they do that? Well, we found out this week why. Because he, with Bill Barr, who should also be hauled before Congress and then sent to prison, was covering up Hunter Biden's money laundering case, the laundering of the bribes from China. That's why he had the laptop censored. He knew it the whole damn time. That guy either needs to show up to Congress to answer all the questions, or he needs to go to prison. If it's good enough for Steve Bannon, it's good enough for Peter Ferrar, it's good enough for old Elvis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been doing this long enough to remember when Lindsey Graham, our senator, was a member of the Gang of Eight, when he would mock constituents who didn't support amnesty for every illegal in the country, when he was putting forward bills that would have let half the world come here and get amnesty. True open border stuff. I'm old enough to remember. Gosh, it's only been last year. And Lindsey Graham talked a great game about Doge. He loves to do those interviews. Elon Musk and all those great people. Right before in March, he and unfortunately Senator Tim Scott too voted against the Doge cuts. And man, you just want somebody to spank this guy. Just like woodshed stuff. So badly. Mark Lynch is running against him. Good morning, sir. Are you going to be the one to do it?
Absolutely, Tara. Thank you for having me on.
Well, now, and I wanted to have you on to talk about this poll that you did, Pulse polling, and it shows a surprising number of people in the primary want Lindsey Graham gone. Tell us about it.
Yes. The poll from Rasmussen showed us that 57% of the voters are done with Lindsey. They won't vote for him in South Carolina. So the time is right. Everybody's tired of it because they know Lindsey's not one of us. And it's, the polls are just so positive. Boy, we have had a ton of social activity from it, and the people are pumped, and they know that I'm a viable candidate and we can get it done.
Now, they did point out on Breitbart, they did say that, like, look, this is the earliest we've ever seen Lindsey start campaigning because the primary election's not till next year.
Right. Yeah, they called our campaign team a couple of months ago and wanted to know what was going on because they had never seen Lindsey move to the right this early in the campaign cycle. And that's when we gave them the article of Harstad talking to John Podesta with the Obama campaign staff that they knew that Lindsey Graham would be the greatest ally to the Republican, I mean, to the Democrat Party, a Republican that would be an ally directly to them. And he's proven that out.
When you did that polling, though, the 57%, I think, of primary voters who don't want to vote for him, were you polling just Republicans or were you polling Democrats? Because Democrats have kept him afloat. And as we know, Lindsey has backed state party members who will leave the primaries open so Democrats can keep him afloat. Did you poll Democrats, too, or just Republicans?
No, all, both.
Okay.
Yep. And we know that that's been an issue with the open primaries, right?
They're
coming over on the day of the primary vote, and which will be June 9th of 2026 next year. And, you know, they're controlling our elections for Republicans so that people like Lindsey Graham can get voted in again by Democrats.
And that's exactly how he does it. Mark Lynch, you have put up, I heard, $5 million of your own money. Is that true?
That's correct. Yes. I want people to know we're committed. I want to show viability. Trump wanted to see, you know, how much skin we're going to put into the game. We've had a lot of people like Roger Stone or whatever that we've consulted with tell us that. So my wife and I prayed over that, and we took that money out of a retirement type account to put it in, knowing we're committed to win this.
Wait. You said Trump wanted to know how much money you're going to spend and Roger Stone. Was that before he made the decision to endorse Lindsey or after?
Before. I mean, that was just a recommendation that Trump's going to look. He wants to see your polling, and he wants to see how much skin in the game you're going to put in. Is a candidate committed? So based on his recommendation, that's what we did because he's a good friend of Trump's.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't understand that. We have documented Mark Lynch on this show so many times, the myriad of ways that Lindsey Graham has undermined Trump. He's undermining him right now, doing interviews. Oh, I love Musk. I love Doge. While voting against the Doge cuts. Just the latest. I mean, this is the guy who increased Donald Trump's, increased the FBI's budget and increased the budget of the prosecutors going after Trump on lawfare fake charges. And it's only been like a year ago. That year and a half ago, tops, that Lindsey did that. Why did Trump endorse Lindsey? Everybody wants to know. You said you're talking to Roger Stone. I know a very good friend of his. What is your sense of that? Did they give you any explanation?
Well, Roger said, you know, Mark, I have President Trump's personal cell phone number in my phone. We've been friends for 45 years.
Yeah.
But having said that, you know, tomorrow he may do something we don't really understand why. He's a smart businessman, so we don't question what he does. It kind of surprises us sometimes because we still love Trump. He's sharp as he can be, and you know he's got other things he needs. And we believe he wanted to endorse him to to help Lindsey vote the correct way, but he's still not doing it, you know. So I know Trump is frustrated with the Doge bills and the tax cuts, the beautiful bill and all the things Lindsey still isn't doing. He's not voting correctly. So we may see something change soon.
Mark Lynch, Lindsey Graham, and you and I both know this. He's going to blister you. He is going to make up every lie in the book, and he has so many IOUs in his pocket from all the K Street lobbies that have paid him off over the years that he's going to come at you with whatever takes, $15 million, $20 million, $30 million. He can raise it in a blink. Can you go toe-to-toe with him, and how much money do you think it'll – I know you have the $5 million, but how much money do you think it'll take?
Well, only God knows that answer. I feel like, you know, and I trust with prayer and analyzing everything, you know, God owns all the cattle of a thousand hills, and whatever we need, it'll come. We've got a great mail company doing our donation letters out to people. Donations are pouring in. And I know Lindsey may try to come after us or whatever, but I'm not sure that'll happen as hard as we are told or people say it is. We have favor in this campaign, and our consultants have said we haven't seen anything like this in years, the kind of favor that you're receiving with the voters and just how well everything's going. So we're going to keep plugging along. This is winnable. Lindsey's just a man. People want a businessman that can make good common sense decisions. Trump's ready for somebody that he doesn't have to monitor and spank and hope he'll go vote correctly. You know, people like this need to be fired. And I'm the guy that can fire him, and people see that and they're excited, because that's one of the biggest fears is we've never had anybody that can beat Lindsey. You know, you don't have a snowball chance in hell or whatever they talk about. And that's not true. We're winning everywhere we go, and the people are excited, and there's a grassroots movement going, and people are willing with energy to go do whatever they have to do, knock on doors, put out signs, donate money. I mean, it's just happening. So we're seeing Lindsey flushing.
Well, I will say this. Nancy Mace took him on and couldn't beat him, and he's always had opponents. However, the one thing the opponents have not had is money. I mean, not even $1 million, much less $5 million. So yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what you could do, Mark Lynch. Where can people find you if they want to sign up, donate, volunteer?
So go to our website at lynchforsenate.com. If they want to help the campaign, there's a volunteer tab. And then there's a donate tab that definitely takes money. It's going to take a lot, but I want people to know, support me. They're seeing it. They have a candidate now that can win, and it takes all of us to do it. Spread the word and get our information out to everybody you know, and set up meet and greets. Go through your phone, look at all of your contacts, and call them and get everybody you know committed, and we'll come speak. We're going all over the state, everywhere we can, you know, everywhere. And it's getting busy, and because people are excited. They have a candidate now they know can do it, a candidate that they trust, that won't compromise, that has a backbone. You'll see our TV commercials coming out soon. We're going to be doing more radio interviews with you guys, and I appreciate all that you do for us to help us, and the word's just spreading like wildfire now. And as the poll showed, we have more brand recognition in the state than we realize. It's happening. It's just spreading by word of mouth at the grassroots level.
Mark Lynch, and I'm up against the break. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I know you'll be back on 98.9 WORD. By the way, Lindsey Graham has never done an interview with me ever, and this microphone is waiting for him. We will drop everything we are doing to interview Lindsey. So I don't want you to think I'm just talking to one side. We have tried and never gotten anywhere. He is welcome to come on as well anytime he wants, because boy, do I have a long list of questions to ask him. Thank you, Mark Lynch, for stopping by. Folks, you want a picture of utter lawlessness? Because that's what we're going to get if the Democrats ever get power again. We've been told, what, less than 2 weeks ago, the great hope for the Democrat Party? They're the ones flying around $15,000 an hour jet, talking about the oligarchy, AOC and Bernie. Man, they are the Democrats' great hope going forward. What are they going to do? Lawlessness. AOC, listen to this. This is just three stories from this week to show you what the Democrats are about. AOC right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is fundraising on abolishing ICE and, like, not replacing it with anything. She calls it a rogue agency. She doesn't want ICE going after illegals because they'll never leave. But it's worse than that. No, they'll rule you. They'll come here, and as a preferred Democrat class of people, they will rule you. This week, Politico proposing a shadow, did you see this article? A shadow government. In other words, designating individuals to respond whenever someone talks. So like Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security, right? She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. In their shadow government, they want to show voters what it would be like if they were elected and how wonderful it would be. Who would be their head of Department of Homeland Security? John Fetterman's wife, an illegal immigrant from Brazil. By the way, why haven't we picked her up yet? Yeah, no, she's great. She's cute. Everyone will love her. Okay, so let me get this straight. Democrat plans, abolish ICE and put an illegal immigrant, by virtue of her status, lawmaker, in charge of the Department of Homeland Security. Do I have this right? Oh, but it gets worse. You know what bill they just passed in Florida? I'm sorry, in California legislature? A bill that allows illegal immigrants to count votes, an activity currently considered criminal for them. Yeah, they can't be appointed to boards of reconciliation, which do the vote counting for counties, and then there's one for the state. Why? Well, I mean, they're not Americans. But who the heck cares? Screw Americans anyway. Just passed a bill. Folks, it's just giving you an idea of what Democrats will do if they ever get power. Illegals will come here and count the votes now. Oh, this would be great. Can you imagine? Illegals with what? Connections to the Chinese Communist Party sitting up there in California counting the votes? Where they call Chairman Xi, see what he thinks before they file the final number? Democrats think we're going to love this. They're not even, this is what kills me, they're not even hiding it. It's astonishing. By the way, breaking news, you may have heard that three-judge panel, the International Trade Court, has blocked all of Trump's tariffs except the ones on automobiles, aluminum and steel, which are covered by a different set of laws. So that means the 10% across the board tariffs, the 25% on Mexico, and the 30 to 50, depending on the goods, tariffs on China are kaput. So China can go right back to killing tens of thousands of us, as they have since 2017, 250,000 dead with fentanyl. And by the way, you know what's outrageous about this? China's just dying laughing right now at Trump and us because we're so stupid. Do you know what they did? Do you understand? I did a podcast on this. Do you understand what they admitted to Scott Bessent in those negotiations almost 2 weeks ago now? They flat out offered. They flat out admitted, yeah, we've been killing your people with fentanyl. We've been shipping the raw materials in to the cartels, and then we ship it in and kill you. 250,000 since 2017. But hey, you know what? We want to put our chips on the table. We promise we'll stop killing you if you give us a favorable trade deal. You know, 12-year-olds have died, 13-year-olds. You know, our sheriff came on the show and he said they have found marijuana laced with fentanyl. Kids have had it. So don't tell me, well, if you're just not a drug user, you'll be fine. Half of high school students graduate having smoked marijuana. That was not a death sentence when I grew up. It is now. And China laughs in her face, literally laughs in Besson's face about it. That's what they're doing. Well, we'll stop killing you for a little bit if we get the trade deal. And these judges are like, no. Oh, I'm going to get heated. Anyway, Trump saying I can get around the court. Revive them using the tariffs, using other powers. I hope he's able to do this because those judges just sent a signal loud and clear. Not only did China, our worst enemy on earth, by the way, I mean, yesterday's Battleground America podcast, folks, they're not even hiding it. China announced, a new, more deadly COVID variant. Looky here, came right out of China, strange. You know what they did? Can I translate? They just released a bioweapon. That's what they did. They got worse ones. We gave it to them. We're just going to let them run around, do whatever the hell they want. No biggie. And if Trump tries to stop him, we'll just send some judge. Folks, if you're a foreign country, why would you negotiate or make concessions if the courts will just step in and shut it down? It's a special brand of American stupid. You know what's really wild? Trump had trade deals in place from his last term. You know that, right? That Biden left because they were good. They generated money, actually. It's what Biden liked. Why did anyone sue Biden? Why is Trump the only one getting these rulings?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.